I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 16th, 2019. Over the weekend, we saw the release of Linux kernel 5.3. Linus made the announcement on Sunday with a host of updates, including improvement to power tuning on Xeon servers, the introduction of support for Intel Speed Select, initial support for both Intel HDR graphics and AMD's Radeon Navi hardware, plus support for Chinese CPUs that are based on technology from VIA, and support for the ACRN lightweight IoT-focused hypervisor. But among some of the more major changes that are slated for the next version of the kernel release, version 5.4, is Microsoft's XFAT file system and RISC-V support in KVM. And of course, you can also find a blob-free version of kernel 5.3 from the GNU team, which we will have linked in the show notes. In the theme of releases, Pulse Audio 13 has been released. Of note, it was released on Friday the 13th. This has been a release that's been 3 months in the works. Version 13 of Pulse Audio adds support for Dolby True HD and DTS HD Master Audio. It improves initial card selection for those old ALSA cards, and also noteworthy, it removes support for the deprecated BlueZ4 kernel modules, and includes additional changes aimed at improving the overall Bluetooth audio experience. As an aside, I've been using a Bluetooth mouse and Bluetooth headphones with quite a bit of success under recent GNOME desktops. A Google researcher outed a LastPass credential-stealing flaw. It was a recently disclosed bug in LastPass which could enable some malicious websites to capture the credentials used on a website you've just visited with either Chrome or Opera. The flaw was found by a researcher in Google's Project Zero team, who reported it privately on August 29th and now publicly on Twitter earlier today. While LastPass has patched their code, they did so last week, if you've disabled auto-updating, you're advised to manually update your client as soon as possible. A $100 million fund for web creators has been launched by Coil, Mozilla, and the Creative Commons. It's a new initiative that will attempt to wean the web away from an ad-supported model that has been launched by micropayment company Coil in partnership with Mozilla and the Creative Commons. Grant for the Web is what it's called. That $100 million will get broken up in sizes that range from $1,000 to $100,000 to developers and creators over the next 5 years. To be eligible for the grant, applicants will need to support and promote strategies that used a proposed web monetization JavaScript API. With this initiative, Coil is effectively attempting to kickstart a new monetization model for the web that will be decentralized, standards-based, and open source, and I believe has a dash of blockchain. The first call for proposals is in early 2020, and Grant for the Web have committed to awarding at least half of all funds to openly licensed content and software projects. That's it for your headlines today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/6. We'll see you tomorrow.